definitely human.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It is 1920, the year of Cornelia Cavendish's 60th birthday. On an expedition through the ancient and forgotten tunnels of a newly discovered Egyptian tomb, Cornelia and her unlikely associates behold the impossible architecture of an immense cathedral. It is not yet too late to turn back, but our heroes are compelled onwards by the world-shaking insinuations of this mystery. The answers they seek might finally be within reach. All that is required is courage, a united front, and one more step into the infinite bad. The Tomb of Eresnufis, Part 9. Cornelia, Joy, and Henry follow Ippolito as he strides towards the massive entrance of this implausible cathedral. They are dwarfed under its colossal black wooden doors, but set into the corner of one of them is a smaller, human-sized door. As Ippolito steps forward and swings it open, Henry boldly marches in. Ippolito excitedly beckons towards Cornelia and Joy, and they too enter, somewhat more apprehensively. Meanwhile, out in the enormous cavity, Sebastian lies on his back staring up at the darkness, while Dorothy checks his breathing, still marveling at his miraculous recovery.
How do you feel, Sebastian?
Perfectly fine. Couldn't be better.
Sebastian, in fact, you are feeling better and better. You gained another 2 hit points now.
Excellent.
Is anyone else healing up?
No. You're feeling quite excited.
Maybe it was the mulch.
Maybe.
You're feeling increasingly enthusiastic
sort of
and excited.
Stretching out like, so Dorothy, what do you want to do? Where are we?
Well, we seem to be in a medieval European city underground in Egypt. So
yes.
It's a bit odd. And
not typical?
Mm,
okay.
I think we should probably also follow.
So you enter, all four of you, and you can see Ippolito has already stepped forward. Henry is right by the entrance, just looking up at the vaulted ceiling, gaping. Inside is this massive cathedral interior, as you were expecting. It is almost entirely bare, though. You would expect some sort of ornamentation or decoration on the surfaces of the stone, but there is none. The floor is just simple stone flagging, but the only distinctive feature that you can see inside is a stone altar covered with a coarse off-white linen cloth, and there's a few objects on the altar. Ippolito has been hurrying towards the altar and is now genuflecting in front of it, going on one knee and crossing himself while muttering under his breath in Italian.
What else is in this space?
It's not very well lit. There are shafts of light coming through the kind of the murky windows. You can see that off to the side, that it looks like there's a passage behind the altar where in a normal church there would be the passage towards the vestibule or possibly towards catacombs beneath. There is kind of a kind of service hallway in that direction.
This is very interesting. So where's the way out? Just so we know if we want to go outside for a bit. I'm not saying now, obviously have a look around and enjoy, but when we do go, though, where would we go?
So are you walking up to Hippolyto to say, okay, so and the rest of you as well? Or?
Yeah, I kind of want to take a look around the cathedral.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
Are there, like, pews?
There are no pews, but you can see that there's scraps of cloth strewn around. There's bits of hay, straw. It looks like a lot of activity has happened here, but that it was cleared out, not particularly effectively, because there's debris of various kinds around. There's dark stains across much of the flagging. It looks like something happened here, but not what you would normally expect to be happening in a cathedral, really.
I'd like to ask Henry what he makes of all of this, and whether or not he remembers, because he seemed to be thinking before about this Italian Egyptologist.
Henry turns to you and he says, my dear girl, I've never seen anything like this in my life. This is the find of the century, of the millennium. What this turns on its head everything that we knew about Egyptology.
That's very nice. Roomy. Good light. Yes, I agree.
Cornelia, as you're... sorry, Joy, what are you doing?
I am with Cornelia looking around, trying to see if there's any objects or anything that we can kind of discern what happened.
Mm-hmm. Both make investigation checks.
17.
Very nice.
Yes.
Okay, and Sebastian, you're up. Basically, Hippolyto has stepped forward and is now genuflecting directly in front of the altar, so you've stepped up towards Hippolyto. He doesn't seem to be listening to you. He seems to be busy praying.
I'd like to clear my throat quite loudly a number of times, however long it takes.
Okay, as you're clearing your throat, Cornelia and Joy, you start to make out, as you start kind of lining the walls of the cathedral and having a look at every crevice of it, you start to notice that the stained glass of the cathedral, it does depict saints and other religious figures, as you would expect, but it does so in slightly strange ways. Their faces, where normally you would expect to see these expressions of calm stoicism or benign mercy or whatever, many of the faces seem distorted. Many of the bodies, instead of the usual kind of one hand up standing stock still, many of the bodies themselves seem to be demonstrating kind of contortion or sitting or lying in a strange way. So they look like superficially similar to Christian iconography that you might be familiar with, but almost as if this is some sort of strange offshoot sect that you can't quite...
Can I identify any of the figures?
Make an intelligence check.
Okay. Seven.
And Joy, you as well.
18.
Okay. So, Sebastian, you're clearing your throat loudly and, like, kind of looking around slightly awkwardly because you don't understand why your apologies are responding to you.
Hello?
Your eyes scan across the surface of the altar that Hippolyto is praying in front of, and you can see an ancient-looking wooden bowl, which seems to be filled with a kind of blackish-red fluid. And...
I'm nodding and smiling and looking at the bowl and looking back at him like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see, additionally, you see two more canopic jars. One is sealed and the other is open. And indeed, you can see that the open one is half filled with dozens and dozens of human teeth. Your eyes dart back towards the bowl and you notice that there are three or four human teeth floating in the blood. Joy, you now notice that the likeness on the stained window that's right in front of you, you do recognize it, and it took you a moment to place it, but it is Angela Gresley's face looking down upon you with
God.
With what? A look of radiant serenity, even as her body is contorted into a strange kind of spiral shape, twisting downwards towards the base of the window. You notice, Sebastian, now as well, that the head, the lid of the canopic jar, where before it was worn away into anonymity, here in this cathedral, it is well preserved enough for you to recognize it also as the likeness of Angela Gresley.
Ah.
Oh, shit.
Ah. I'm like, just sort of mouthing. I kind of turn to the other, still smiling really well. And just like, you know what? We'll probably find our own way out. I'm just going to go take a little look around. Aren't we, everyone?
Hippolyta stands up and he looks past the altar to the hallway that seems to be leading away, perhaps to a vestibule, perhaps to a catacomb. And in fact, he says, come down to the catacomb. I show you how I come in. I show you where I come from. Come down. And he starts striding towards the passageway.
I want to see.
Yeah, this sounds like a bad idea to follow this guy, though.
What do you do?
I think I want to go into stealth mode and and hide with my gun and sort of like inch my way down, but where I can't be seen, where I could just be a fly on the wall, really.
Okay, make a stealth check.
3.
Okay. you start stealthily moving down, but halfway, you notice that your gun isn't cocked, and you accidentally cock it very loudly, and the sound rings out through the empty cathedral. Hippolyta looks back at you, cheerfully waves, and says, "Yes, come, follow me."
This is incredible. I must know. I must know.
You, is the thing, Mrs. Cavendish. Must you, though?
I must. I follow him.
It is her birthday.
It's your birthday.
I guess I follow Cornelia.
Okay.
I just watch all of you go down there like, it's lonely being the only sane person here. I suppose I'd better go protect them. I follow afterwards.
Cornelia, you're first now.
Mm-hmm.
So Hippolyta takes you through down a kind of narrow spiral stone staircase. And your knowledge of cathedral layout seems to indicate that he is taking you towards where normally the catacombs would be of a cathedral. Hippolyta seems to start growing agitated, and he starts raving a little bit in Italian, a little bit in English. Sometimes he seems to be urging you on. At other times he says, maybe you stay back now. I show you where I come from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He brings you to...
Very reassuring. Yes, keep going.
He brings you to a small antechamber. It's maybe 20 feet down the hallway from the foot of these spiral steps. And in this antechamber, you can see that this looks like where Hippolyta might have been living. There is a ragged cot on the floor, little more than straw and rags bundled together into a pile. There's a bucket with excrement in it, and there's a battered journal on the floor next to it. Hippolyta sits in the cot, and you can see in front, the antechamber leads on through to a simple wooden door, which now seems to be buckling against its hinges, as if it's being blown by a strong wind. Mm-hmm. Hippolyta takes up his journal now, and he leafs through it. And then he hands it with quivering hands towards you, Cornelia.
What is it? I take it.
Okay. So it seems to be a simple leather-bound journal. Mm-hmm. It has Hippolyta Rossellini's name on it. And as you start leafing through it, make an investigation check.
1.
Oh, man.
Okay, as you start leafing through it, it falls out of your hands and clatters on the floor. Joy, you can try picking it up and investigating
it. I will try.
Cornelia is relatively well.
Yeah, right.
For a one.
Cornelia is clearly oversized.
Exactly, yeah.
Seven.
Okay, you can't read Italian. And many of the drawings don't seem to have any particular significance to you. They seem to be a lot of what seems to be anatomical drawings, which isn't necessarily what you would expect from an Egyptologist's journal. But what does jump out at you is the date of all of the entries. And the dates begin in 1833 and end in 1837.
What? I say, Ippolito, help me out here. What's in the journal? Having a little trouble.
He says, you read the journal, you go through the door.
Why don't you tell me what's in the journal? And then we'll handle the door later.
He smiles benevolently towards you and he says...
I smile back.
Maybe you could Sebastian try reading the journal, because you would have had Latin in school, right?
That's true. I'll give it a read. Yeah.
Kind of similar to Italian.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, go make an intelligence check.
I don't think I've ever had to do this before. Two. What's this you're giving me? Some kind of old book. I don't care.
Yeah, you can make out absolutely nothing from the
Dorothy,
scrolling.
Might as well. I'll give it a shot.
I'll give it a go. 12.
So actually, although you can't read any of the words, you do seem to recognize a lot of the drawings. And the drawings seem to be depicting a kind of step-by-step guide on how to do certain surgical procedures. You can see from the dates that these many of the techniques and equipment being called for are outdated. But there seems to be, and this doesn't surprise you, several instructions on how to remove teeth. But
not surprised.
But also a kind of how to create and maintain an incision in the throat, from the throat through to the collarbone. But you don't really understand more than that. There's a lot of like weird scribblings in many of the drawings.
Like what you might have like for a feeding tube?
Yes, but like larger, like a long slit, not just a hole.
Okay.
All good, Dorothy? Learn anything interesting?
It's pretty creepy. This is all pretty creepy. I mean, are we going to go through the door?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, I assume there's camels on the other side. It'd be foolish not to.
What's the guy's name? Polizia?
Ippolito.
Ippolito.
Yeah.
What's happened with Henry? Is Henry with us?
Henry's not with you. He's back up in the... He wasn't really moving. He was just, like, taking the interior of the cathedral in. He didn't participate in the conversation with Ippolito.
Ippolito, what time are you from?
That's a bit of a rude question.
When were you born?
Again, I apologize. She's only a child.
Sebastian, this is important.
He smiles benevolently at you as well, and he nods, and he says, go through the door. We go home now.
Excellent. We go home now. You hear that? Yes, I would like to open the door.
Okay. So, Sebastian, you step forwards towards... the door, which continues to buckle against its hinges. Hands trembling, you swing open the simple wooden door. Immediately, you feel the air pressure change and the silence around you amplifies. Through the door, you can see the beginnings of a catacomb, a few stone sarcophaguses, simple flagstone flooring. But then, about 10 feet ahead, it gives way to an unimaginable sight. A vast expanse opens before you, and your eyes trace its depth and breadth for hundreds of miles before it is swallowed in the dark. Your brain careens with frantic reptilian attempts to comprehend the reality of this sight, as you can see beneath you thousands of protrusions, hundreds of feet high. Your mind struggles, insists that these are some form of extraordinary stalagmite, but your unwelcome eyes confirm the truth that these are spires and steeples, an endless city straining upwards towards the surface it is hidden from, where unwitting fools play in the sand like children. What do you want to do?
I would like to close the door. Very quietly, very softly, just close the door.
Okay. As you close the door, the rest of you haven't seen this.
We've not. I would like to open the door.
No, I'm standing in front of the door and I turn around. I say, that's not the way.
Stand aside, Sebastian. I'm sure it's fine. Just let me.
It's not the way, Mrs. Cavendish.
We were misinformed,
Mrs. Cavendish. Clearly, there's been some kind of mistake.
What do you want to do, Cornelia?
Oh no, I'm gonna open the door.
You're gonna open the door?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've not come all this way to not open this door.
Okay. All eyes are on you then, Cornelia, as you open the door.
I would like to make a strength check to stop Cornelia from opening the door.
You have to kill me, Dan.
Okay, go for it, Sebastian.
Is it this one?
Yeah. Mm.
5.
9.
Wow. Okay.
That is not, those aren't good rolls. Neither of us came out this well.
There is a brief and undignified scuffle as Sebastian tries to get to hold you from the door, but you slap him across the face and he takes a step back, and you open the door and the sight greets you as it did Sebastian.
See?
Make a perception check as well, Cornelia.
12.
So you notice two things. The first thing that you notice as you look down upon the endless expanse of buildings is that they're not empty, that there are what appear to be at least thousands of pale anthropoid figures crawling or climbing up the steeples with their hands and feet. You can't make them out at this distance because they're hundreds of feet away, but you can pick them out like grains of pale rice against the darkness below.
And what's the second thing I make out?
As you turn around into the antechamber, you notice that Ippolito is no longer there.
Okay, I would like to close the door and say, back for you we come, I guess!
Joy and Dorothy, do you want to...
What did you see?
Oh, don't worry about it, dear. Yes.
Nothing of interest.
But, yes. You know, we all make mistakes.
Just wasn't the way, was no. it? Like I said, it wasn't the way.
I'll admit it, you were right, Sebastian. let's go. I like to smile benevolently.
Yeah, so now we both smile.
Off we go, then.
Extremely large
come on,
smiles.
Children, back we go.
You start making your way back up towards the cathedral's main chamber. Make will saves, everyone.
But I didn't see anything.
Oh yeah, you two still make will saves, but yeah.
12. 4.
17. 9. Okay. So the two, Joy and Dorothy, you're a bit shaken. You're not really sure what's through that door, but you don't gain any dread. What did you get?
12.
A 12. You gain 10 dread, and Sebastian, you gain 25 dread.
Mm. What do you want now,
Sebastian? 50.
Ooh.
Okay. You are rushing back up the stone steps. Who's first? Is it... I assume it's either Cornelia or Sebastian.
No, I'm trying to shoo them.
Oh, you're
them.
Trying to shoo them.
I'm like,
okay.
come along, this way.
A okay. little faster now, a little faster.
So first up, is it Joy or Dorothy?
I'll be running ahead, yeah.
You'll be running ahead? Yeah. Make a perception check, Joy.
17.
Okay, as you make it to the top of the stairs, go back into the main chamber, you can see past the altar what looks like Ippolito. Making his way through the small door set into the larger cathedral door, and he's making his way outside again. You also notice that Henry appears to be on the floor, and there is a pool of blood spreading from his body.
Oh, dear.
Oh, damn.
So I rush over to Henry, I think.
Okay. You can see that Henry is seems to be quite dead. His throat seems to have been torn out. By some sort of inhuman strength. It doesn't seem to have been cut out, it seems to have been torn. And you notice on his body that he still got his gun, as well as not an inconsiderable amount of dynamite.
Any news on his teeth?
His teeth are unharmed.
His hands?
That's
still there?
Hands still there. This was a very quick job, it looks like.
Well, good for you, Henry. Pat Henry on the chest.
He kept his teeth till the end. That's something to admire, I suppose.
I'm going to grab the dynamite.
Okay. I'll pick up the gun as I go.
Okay.
And I do go. Like, I pick it up on a run.
At this point, well, guys, make perception checks, actually.
8.
20.
9.
2.
20. You start to hear sounds coming from the where you just were, catacombs.
Blow it.
But it sounds like lots and lots of kind of chittering voices, just murmuring,
dynamite.
making indistinct kind of language-like sounds, but almost like pre-language. Like a...
Joy.
But like an infant's babbling.
An opportunity has presented itself.
You didn't
see. I insist that you use the dynamite.
What did you see?
We don't need to get into details.
Nothing, you know, just let's, please.
But what we do know is that Henry has been murdered.
Mm.
There was some strange pagan sacrifice stuff going on in that other chamber with the blood and the teeth, right? Which we know also happened in Drakelow Hall, and we know how that all turned out, badly.
Also, last night there were lions with a case of the giggles. I feel like nothing good is coming at us right now.
Something's getting blown up.
Where are we? We're by the altar. We're in the main room.
Well, you're actually by the entrance. You're in the main room, but you're by the entrance to the cathedral. That's where Henry's body
is. How much dynamite?
Like 12 sticks in like a bundle.
We wouldn't need to use all 12. I would say split it in half, and I'm going to blow up the chamber that they're going to be running from. Is it like a corridor?
Okay. I'm hoping it'll just like all collapse.
I'm thinking collapse the corridor, and then also as we run back through the tunnel, I'm going to collapse the tunnel as well.
Do we have any rope?
We have it in the tunnel.
Is it still there?
Well, we don't.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah,
it would be. Yeah.
Is that where we're going out though? Did we didn't see anything, any other entrance? Just a hollow in the earth.
Yeah.
Great. So we're gonna go back out the way we came, where there is no boats, and die in the desert. It's a good plan. I like it.
Okay. Yes. I'm going to take 3 or 4 sticks of the dynamite and put them in the corridor and.
5 or 6.
5 or 6?
5 or 6.
Be okay. As generous as you like.
Okay.
No need to be thrifty here.
I have 12, right?
Yeah, yes. You have 12.
Okay, so I'll use 6.
Okay.
Yes.
So you use 6 where? At the entry to the hallway that led down to the catacombs?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, great. And then your plan is to use the other 6 further up the shaft.
To destroy the tunnel, yeah. Just so that it's like double, just in case 12 doesn't work. 2 X's.
And then we get out of here and contact the police. Yes, good plan, everyone.
Mrs. Cavendish looks on as her troubled and enigmatic ward, Joy Dutton, throws the dynamite into the passageway, which is now heaving with the sounds of things pulsing their way up the spiral staircase. There is a moment of absolute silence before the detonation. Then, with an ear-splitting crack, our heroes see the cathedral begin to crumble from within like a stopper has been pulled beneath it. They imagine they can hear the cries of hundreds of beings, but in the ringing silence that follows, they think it must just be the fevered afterimages of their exhausted minds. Dust and particulate matter swirls around our heroes' legs as they hold their hands gingerly to their wounds. There is nothing left to do now but trudge back towards the surface, barely aware of the passage of time. Dorothy, Cornelia, Sebastian, and Joy feel unsteady on their feet, anxious in the new knowledge of what lies beneath the coarse stone. They emerge, blinking and bleary, into the light and intense heat of the Egyptian summer, and what they see before them comes as a blessed relief. It's the Nubia, its engine shuddering happily as it hangs low in the muddy waters of the Nile. They see a dozen British soldiers in full khaki uniforms milling around, securing the area, their distinctive jackboots and pith helmets shining like a beacon of imperial normalcy. Captain Jean Salim steps up, 2 British officers flanking him. He looks concerned and puts his hand on Mrs. Cavendish's shoulder to steady her, and he whispers, almost conspiratorially, as if trying to avoid the ears of the soldiers. My God, what did you find?
Oh! A little too much!
actually.
You've been listening to The Tomb of Eresnufis, written by Giorgio Mariani and produced and edited by David Knight and Tom Dalling, with music by Jonathan Day. Starring Eleanor Kohler as Dorothy Taylor, Maximilian John as Cornelia Cavendish, David Knight as Sebastian St. Battenberg, and Charlie May as Joy Dutton. I am Giorgio Mariani, Game Master. This is the end of The Tomb of Eresnufis. If you enjoyed the adventure, please rate and review the show on iTunes. You can follow The Infinite Bad, as well as our other podcast shows, on Twitter at HumanDefinitely, and support the production of this series on Patreon. That's patreon.com/definitelyhuman. Dorothy, Cornelia, Sebastian, and Joy will return in The Nightmare of Cao Yi Chao on the 29th of November. The Infinite Bad is a Definitely Human production.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.